Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
So we've known for a long time that chronic stress is linked to cardiovascular disease. And in this case, we're specifically talking about heart attacks. But some new research is really starting to show exactly how it does it. Like, what is it about stress itself that leads to heart attacks and cardiovascular disease? And I'm here with Dr. Beverly Yates. She's the author of Heart Health for Black Women, A Natural Approach to Healing and Preventing Disease. Dr. Yates, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Hi, how are you, Dr. Mike? Thank you so much.
I'm doing great, and thanks for coming on. So tell us about this recent research that's maybe showing us a little bit more how stress is affecting the heart.
Yeah, you know, stress is sneaky. It's really a silent killer. It's kind of like high blood pressure in that, you know, people don't realize how stress is impacting both their current quality of life as well as their long-term health. You know that old story about the frog in the pot of water, and if you slowly turn up the heat, the poor frog can't tell it's being boiled? Eventually,
yeah.
Right, as the pot heats
yeah.
up. Well, it's kind of like that. It kind of turns the heat up,
okay.
if you will. And in this case, the heat is inflammation and can put a person far more at risk for heart attacks, strokes, and other kinds of, you know, bad cardiovascular events. And people will say, oh, so-and-so, you know, suddenly had a heart attack, not understanding that the problem started 20 to 30 years before.
Yeah, yeah. So I like that. What a great analogy. It's just, it kind of sneaks up on you, and
yeah.
we know that the effects can be detrimental to many parts of your body. Now, this research specifically was looking at some of the effects of white blood cells, right, the immune cells, and how they're affected. Was it just kind of linking it to the white blood cells involved in inflammation? Is that just the connection there?
That's a strong connection. The white blood cells, of course, are part of our immune system, and they do a lot of good work for us to try to keep us safe from colds and flus, unfriendly bacteria, you know, nasty viruses, et cetera, in the environment. But once a person is really stressed and is chronically stressed, I'm not talking about the occasional bad day or two. I'm saying months
right.
and years of stress that really isn't relieved or solved, then what can happen is the immune system starts to find other things to do, if you will, and can go on the attack. That's in large part where a lot of autoimmune diseases can come from. And stress sometimes precedes the onset, beginning of those kinds of problems. And in that process, a lot of extra inflammation is the result of that. So those white blood cells, if you will, get confused about what their real job is. And that side effect of inflammation then can cause any number of problems, like you said, Dr. Mike, including set up and then eventually be responsible for a heart attack, which is a very serious result.
Yeah. So, Dr. Yates, well, let's say you have a patient come into your office. You know that she's under a lot of chronic stress. She's talked about it before. You're worried about the health of her cardiovascular system. I mean, what do you tell a woman who has four kids and a job and a husband and all this kind of stuff that she's trying to juggle? I mean, how do you can't just say, okay, well, relax. I mean, that just doesn't work. I mean, how do you approach this? I mean, because we all talk about all this, don't get so stressed. But what do we really do for people?
That's a great question. I'm so glad you've asked it. Because you're right. Most people can't anyway, just unplug from their lives and just sit around and breathe. It's not that simple. You know, I try to take this with my patients step by step. Look at their current lifestyle and find out where we can make a difference that will matter as quick as possible. So sometimes some simple things like lab tests to let me know how bad off we are, as well as okay. lifestyle elements, like maybe we can reorganize. For instance, if some of the kids are old enough to safely, like, chop up vegetables or fresh fruits, et cetera, maybe she can offload some of what might likely be her load, which would be maybe food prep, things like that, so the family can help out and the kids can participate and they can see their mother taking care of herself. That's so important for youngsters, to model good, healthy behaviors. Maybe making sure she can get to bed on time so she gets enough sleep. Asking her about the nature of her relationships, both at work, at home, with her husband or life partner. You know, how's it going with the kids? Are any of the children, you know, problem children, et cetera? All of those things matter, because that background level of stress is just like her being the frog in the pot. And the hot water is heating up. And, you know, the stress chemicals get released. And it has this potentially negative impact, specifically on the blood vessels. It's an interesting mechanism. Believe it or not, the stress chemicals directly attack the blood vessels, the immune system can be part of this response. And it all creates, if you will, a blockage. You know, if you want to think of it as a Band-Aid in place on the inside of the blood vessels, but it doesn't need a Band-Aid, and the Band-Aid isn't there to begin with, in a way that makes sense, and you start stacking one Band-Aid on top of the other, and eventually that forms what's called plaque, and then the plaque can cause the blockage, or at least the slowdown of blood flow, and eventually a blockage, and then voila, there's your heart attack. For most folks, I start with lab work where appropriate, and also lifestyle interventions. Then there's some smart herbs and nutrients and supplements that can be very helpful partners too. But we do need to find out how bad off is she in terms of just objective lab test data and other information we may have. Does she exercise, et cetera? You know, and then lifestyle pieces, you know, how does she live her life and what kind of demands
So speaking of the herbs and supplements, are there some of your maybe top three that you like to use that you've had success with that you want to share with my listeners?
Sure. In terms of inflammation support and to deal with stress and also helpful agents with the immune system so that we're not breaking anything while we're working with it, there's some really strong botanicals. The herbal agents include turmeric and ginger and hawthorn. And in my case, I always direct my patients on where or what to buy, whether it's professional lines or over-the-counter, because quality matters. As we know, sometimes the natural products industry gets a, frankly, well-deserved black eye for not policing itself and putting quality products out. And so one of the manufacturers that I really like to encourage people to get is Gaia Herbs, because they have such an excellent quality process. They've recently even gotten approval from the U.S. Pharmacopeia, which is a high standard of quality, and they've been a leader in the field. Instead of waiting for the problems to occur, they're always thinking about how they can make their quality process better. And it's kind of like, you know, if you have an integrated circuit for electronics, it has to have pure substances. Otherwise, if it's contaminated, the memory and the electronics don't work well. Sometimes they don't work at all. The same is true for the herbal and supplement and nutrient products. And I want my patients to always have the best. You know, having said that, the FDA always regulates the pharmaceutical manufacturers, the drug manufacturers. And one good thing about the pharmaceutical and drug companies is that whatever's on that label is what's in the bottle. They really do have a quality process. They've got it down in order to have an FDA license to make drugs. That same relationship, though, does not exist in the world of nutrients, herbs, supplements. And, you know, there's only a few companies that play at that level. And I much prefer that, you know, my patients get the best that we have access to. So at least I know when they respond to treatment if we were actually using the correct nutrient or not. It's really hard to know if something works if what they got was junk, you know?
Right, yeah, very good. So let me ask you this. So your book, the let me give the title, Heart Health for Black Women, A Natural Approach to Healing and Preventing Heart Disease. Is there a website or a place my listeners can go and learn more about you, check out your book?
Oh, sure. They can go to www.dr, like the abbreviation for doctor, then Beverly, B-E-V-E-R-L-Y, Yates, Yates.com, and click on the tab that says book, and there they'll see the book is for offer. They can go directly to the website and then add on after drbeverlyyates.com/heart-health-black-women. And most of the advice is in the book. Absolutely applies to everyone. I just made some things.
You know, I'm glad you talked about the quality of companies too. I think that's important. I like Gaia Herbs myself, and in my own book, I list about 20 companies that I think do a great job. With manufacturing clean products, reliable labels. So they're definitely out there. We just got to do our homework. Dr. Yates, thank you so much for coming on. It was very enlightening. That's Heart Health for Black Women, A Natural Approach to Healing and Preventing Heart Disease. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.